is Wednesday, Invasion Day. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's what Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky told his people yesterday.
We are told that February 16th will be the day of attack.
President Zelensky said his information came from foreign intelligence, but the State Department disavowing any role in that.
While the U.S. says it is sharing intelligence with Ukraine in real time, both the Pentagon and State Department denied Putin has decided to invade on Wednesday.
We are not saying that President Putin has made a final decision. We have not communicated otherwise to our partners. We believe that diplomacy continues to be viable.
Despite Russia's top diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, saying talks should continue and possibilities for diplomacy have not been exhausted, no sign of de-escalation.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House reports the State Department is moving the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine from Kiev to a country near the, to a city rather, near the country's border with Poland. Many of the 400 truck drivers who parked their rigs in front of the Canadian Parliament building in Ottawa remain defiant in the face of threats from the Prime Minister to tow their trucks and freeze their bank accounts.
Right now, none of us are moving or leaving. We're all here until we get what we want.
Calling the truckers' protest an illegal occupation, Prime Minister Trudeau invoking the Emergency Powers Act, which has never before been used in Canada. Five Canadian provinces are now in the process of dropping their COVID restrictions. Attorney Michael Sussman, who worked for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, accusing special counsel John Durham of trying to taint the jury pool for his upcoming trial on charges of lying to the FBI. Durham releasing documents over the weekend suggesting the Clinton campaign paid a tech firm to mine internet traffic from servers used by the Trump Organization to falsely claim a link between Trump and a Russian bank. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Coast Guard reports no sign of survivors in the waters off the coast of North Carolina's Outer Banks after a small plane crashed about 4 miles offshore Sunday. They have found one body in several debris fields. A man charged with trying to open an emergency door on a commercial airliner Sunday was in court yesterday.
A 31-year-old Portland, Oregon man is charged with interfering with a flight crew after prosecutors say he tried to open an emergency exit door during a Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Portland. Court documents indicate the man told police he tried to push the emergency exit handle so passengers would videotape him and he'd have the opportunity to share his thoughts on COVID-19 vaccines. A flight attendant was able to stop him and he was detained in the back of the plane before he was arrested on the ground in Portland. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The United States is asking the government of Honduras to arrest its former president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, and eventually extradite him to the United States. The charges not publicly specified, but he's been accused in the past of links to illegal drug trafficking. Some kids in New Hampshire probably going to get an A on the science project they started last year.
Some students at Rye Junior High School in New Hampshire launched a 6-foot-long boat christened the Rye Riptides back in October of 2020. They first loaded it with artwork, photos, autumn leaves, and state quarters. They equipped it with a GPS tracking device, too, before sending it into the Atlantic. Over the next 462 days, it pinged here and there, once off the coast of Ireland. On February 1st, after an 8,300-mile odyssey, the vessel, what was left of it, came ashore on an island just off of Norway. Carol Nunchik, the student who found it, brought it to school, where it was opened and its contents eagerly examined by he and his classmates. A phone call with their counterparts in New Hampshire is forthcoming. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.